This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 30th. God's word to you today is unplugged. Our scripture reading today is taken from Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10, and it says, "Using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed." Wisdom is such a powerful stress buster. There were situations in my life that were totally diffused because I was able to look at them through the eyes of wisdom, thus leaving my life stress-free. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10 says, "Using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed." Abraham Lincoln said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Which one is more stressful, hitting the tree for 6 hours and the tree not knowing it, or just going at it for 2 hours and it is down? The person that is going to sharpen his axe will look like a fool, will look like he's not active, will look like he's passive. Many people have books that they have not read. Meanwhile, they are praying to God. But God is saying, "Why are you disturbing me? I have given you the answer. It is on your shelf. Go and read it." You bought the book. Great. It is going to take time to read it. Yes. But once you are done reading it, it's going to take you less time to execute. You will stress less. Honestly, it is ridiculous the way some people approach work. Proverbs 4 verse 7 says, "Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment." The New King James Version puts it this way: "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding." Another internal showstopper is self-doubt. You keep doubting yourself. The truth is, if you're going to be all that God has called you to be, you need to overcome that. You cannot overcome the external resistance if you are still doubting yourself. The enemy will do everything to make you doubt yourself, but you have to overcome it. Another internal showstopper is the feeling of rejection. You just feel rejected. You feel nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. It is a big fat lie. God loves you. God cares about you. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 from the New King James Version says, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." God delivered me from the spirit of rejection. It is actually a spirit being. The spirit of rejection walked out of my life. The Holy Spirit took me to the day I was born. It was an experience, just me and the Lord alone. After that deliverance, all of a sudden, people's opinions about me no longer mattered. I loved people. I cared about what they said, but what they said no longer kept me bound. I had been delivered from the opinions of men, from trying to make people like me. If you worry about who does or does not like you, you are in the shackles of the spirit of rejection. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please free me totally from the spirit of rejection. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.